This is our debrief session with Julie Ted Denmark here, session 85 on Thanksgiving Day, November 24th, 2016. And as usual, I'm just going to have Julie talk a little bit about her impressions that she might not have had time to describe while we were actually recording on the first tape, anything she might like to say.
Well, I think what was most startling to me was getting indirect answers that I've always asked about Stephen Greer's position,
yeah,
about ETs and about different things, and that maybe most, that there were beings that came that looked like grays or that looked like, mm-hmm, had the sense the original beings were taller, mm-hmm, but that the Nazis had developed so much knowledge about DNA manipulation and other things, mm-hmm, as a result of their research, mm-hmm, that they were able to create a cloned figure, robotic cloned figures.
Astonishing.
And if that's true, then Greer was right.
Mm-hmm.
But that it was way more widespread than anybody could ever, and it was part of their plan to take over again.
Mm-hmm.
The intention, mm-hmm, was to have a complete false flag attack,
mm-hmm,
of their beam ships with these figures that would then allow them to dominate the world again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's in a sense what's his name told that woman, that and that they're also behind the terrorists. I don't think I said that during the
Who?
Session. The Nazis.
Are behind the terrorists. The ISIS terrorists, you mean?
Really? All of the crazy fundamentalists driven by ideology terrorists.
Uh-huh.
It's them.
Uh-huh.
They're using,
uh-huh,
the raw material,
uh-huh,
of people who are suffering,
uh-huh,
and manipulating them into madness.
Uh-huh. It really did feel demonic. It didn't feel normal. Really,
right.
You know?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Demonic would be the right word.
Uh-huh.
Just in the terms that we would use.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that the cattle mutilations were being done by them.
That surprises me.
That base on Antarctica is huge. It's like a country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just in terms of what is going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And
it must be kept secret by all of the propagandists that we know about, who undoubtedly know about it.
You would think they must. I mean, it's, yeah, been referred to, but,
yeah,
it's almost always referred to as an aside. Oh, we see ships coming out of there, and oh, this happened and that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But that it's like a Los Alamos sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but on a much bigger scale. It's research, it's R&D, development.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things happen that they don't want to take back and forth to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But that I had the idea that the real controlling force was now on the moon.
Mm-hmm. That's what you said, yeah.
I mean, that's what they said. Told me, or that's
right.
What I understood.
Right. Well, it almost sounds as if, you know, Hilarion's description of what they had anticipated, which was that these, you know, breakaway dark forces, these leaders, could easily be stopped, essentially. But that's not been the case. That they have not been able, based upon what kinds of battle, you know, restraints they require of themselves to keep from, you know, simply eliminating them, probably, they've not been able to pull them back from that
so
trajectory.
The sense I had, and hopefully you'll remember this, you might want to make a note, because I'm not entirely sure what I said, but Athena, I think it was, who said unprecedented decisions,
mm-hmm,
are being made,
mm-hmm,
because of how badly out of control,
mm-hmm,
things on this planet became.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm now speculating here, but something like Newton talks about with the literal dissolution of a soul.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's apparently,
mm-hmm,
not been done while someone's still living, and that there have been things that they said, well, it has to play out,
mm-hmm,
but it's gotten to such a condition here that they're having to make different decisions or ponder, contemplate different decisions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the Hydra that's controlling those dark forces is, in fact, a thing of pure evil. Mm-hmm. Several heads, most of them operate behind the scenes, so that most of the people who would be working in that don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the other thing of Hope was that although it's not clear because both sides have been so infiltrated,
mm-hmm.
but more, I had the idea that more and more people or more and more beings were moving over to fight on the side of the light.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, although nobody said this to me exactly, I also had the idea and I also had the idea that it was quite a big number of people who worked for this thing that both Corey Good and Randy Kramer called the ICC, this international something conglomerate, and some of these other things have multiple layers. Mm-hmm. At the heart of them, they're run by these dark forces for their own purposes, but that many of the people who may be involved think they're working for some ideal for mm-hmm. humanity that's going to make a difference at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of these people, like Randy Kramer and Corey Good probably, lived in a state of probably mostly virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a part of it was testing how much of a person's mm-hmm. reality can we control,
mm-hmm.
and can we control it remotely, and
mm-hmm.
what do they believe, what do they forget.
Mm-hmm.
But they told me, and I thought Hilarion had told me that before, that Corey Good believed his experience. He wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm.
But the experience wasn't all true. And that's the same thing with Randy Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
I get the sense that both of them could believe, like if somebody like Stephen Greer said, here's what was really going on. You were being manipulated
mm-hmm.
by
mm-hmm.
3D glasses or something.
Mm-hmm. Like the war on Mars was kind of like a virtual reality mm-hmm. movie that they were embedded in
yes.
and believed was real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and just like this play I told you about with this woman, the play called Grounded, I mean, she was sitting in her home at a computer station in Oregon firing drones
mm-hmm.
in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty low-level technology compared to what these people have.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they could put them in a chair saying, here's where the battlefield is, and this mm-hmm. is what's happening, and it could be nothing but a video game.
Yeah. Right.
But they're testing the ability of the technology
yes.
and
right.
seeing how far they can go with it.
Right. Right. To keep them brainwashed in a radical way that we can't even imagine.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right, on drugs and whatever
yes.
else.
Yes.
But the reality is something big is going on Mars, something big is going on in the Moon,
mm-hmm.
and that there's a lot of people involved in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that whoever is in charge grew out of the evil of the Nazis that
mm-hmm.
never went away. In fact, got more menacing
mm-hmm.
because they went underground.
Mm-hmm. So could you see a map like of North America to see if there were any operational bases of the breakaway Nazis? NORAD is one of them?
Uh-huh. NORAD.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, in that location.
Mm-hmm.
See, the idea I got is that because of these layers and what people call compartmentalization, there are well-meaning military people
mm-hmm.
who think they're doing something,
mm-hmm.
fighting ISIS or fighting
mm-hmm.
whoever it is, and that there are levels behind the scenes close enough to interact, close enough. I mean, people think they're working on technology that's going
mm-hmm.
to help
mm-hmm.
fight Russia or whoever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
But these contractors, some of these contractors who
mm-hmm.
are paying for this are the pure evil Nazis
mm-hmm.
who just want it to take over the world
mm-hmm.
and humanity. But they're using people.
Mm-hmm.
But the sense was more people within were realizing something is horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to be careful, you know. They have to be really careful. They'll just be snuffed.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. No, they're in the chain of command. They wouldn't take 2 seconds about dealing with them severely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, anything else you'd like to remember about the people at the table today?
Well, the only other thing I would say is what they answered about the Luciferians and the Satanists, and that there are pockets, just like there are mm-hmm. predatory pedophiles and other mm-hmm. things, there are pockets, and it just comes to me right now to wonder, they didn't say, and we didn't ask, that some of that behavior might be remotely controlled as well, just to see how far a person could be controlled, just like Manchurian candidates, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to completely deviate from what their normal behavior would be, mm-hmm. and how far that would go. But that I did not get the sense that there was any sort of religion mm-hmm. or ideology driving it other than mm-hmm. greed and power and control, wanting mm-hmm. to just completely mm-hmm. dominate everything. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's it for me.
Okay, well, very good then. We are going to be finished with this little recording segment as well.